Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to our daily morning time together. George Watkins here. And the pleasure is all mine. It's a good thing, the scripture says, for brethren, that means the body of Christ, to meet together. When they do, something sparks. It's exciting. So this is our morning time. If you're new and you're just checking in, check us out, see what you think, sign up or subscribe on YouTube and like us on Facebook and come again. You're welcome. Okay, well, we are in the Christmas season, and I have a thought on my heart today. Love someone bigger than yourself. I heard someone say today, and it struck my chord in my spirit, you can't love an inanimate object. You can't love your car. You can't love your house. You can't. Love is not, you might appreciate it, and you're glad for it, and you really like it, but love has to be given so there can be a reciprocal love back. Love someone bigger than yourself. Let's talk about that for a bit. And in doing so, let's review, let's rewind and see what's been going on in our nation for quite a few decades now. Start off in the 60s, actually back in the 30s when they started implanting into our educational system progressive thoughts and begin to anti-God thoughts, and slowly professors begin to infiltrate and pollute the structure that we had as a nation, a civilized nation, a Christian nation, and slowly the perversion begin to change the course of people's thinking. Then along comes the 60s as they broke out and began to expose the attitudes that came out of that teaching. Well, that 60s crowd moved into politics and media and back into the classrooms where there's professors now that have that background that they've been taught in. And they've been taught that there is no God, because you cannot respond to a nation that God has created, and to the Christian principles we live in and we operate in. If you believe in God, you cannot do that. So when I'm talking about loving someone bigger than yourself, obviously, I'm talking about loving God. Go around, find someone smarter than me, so I love them, or prettier than me, I love them. It wouldn't be hard to find people taller than me, I could love them. No, we're talking about loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy might, so forth. So the thing that is trying to grip our nation is not a political issue, it's a spiritual issue. The thing that's continuing to pervert our young people down into the grade schools now and into the kindergartens. They're trying to infiltrate the poison teachings that are basically anti-God. There is no God, so let's love ourselves. There is no God, so the state's going to help you. The government's going to come and help you. I remember Ronald Reagan had a statement. He said, the worst thing you can hear is, hello, I'm the government, and I've come to help. How true that is, and how true it was then. Okay, so this whole loving yourself, loving someone bigger than yourself, everything we do is shaped by the attitude we have toward the Lord. If we have a commitment, if we have been using the wrong term there, learned how. You don't learn to love. You're given love by the Father, and then you can reciprocate love. We can't give something we don't have. God so loved the world, he shined his light upon us, and the love of God went in us. That's why we can love the Lord our God with all of our heart. People say, I love this, I love that. And I have a nice red, shiny old Chevy, and I rub the fender and say, oh, I just love this car. Well, yes, I know we say it that way, but let's not mean it that way, all right? You can't love a piece of iron. You can appreciate it and be happy about it, but it doesn't bring joy. You see, joy is not happiness. He said he would give us the joy of the Lord. Okay, well, I'm jumping around like I'm on a hot skillet. Somehow, in this early morning hour, I'm feeling inspired by the Holy Ghost. All right, love someone bigger than yourself. All right, back to the perversion and the delusion that's been happening in our nation that gets our eyes off of God the Father and onto things, onto substance, onto money, onto toys and gimmicks and sensual things and so forth. When the Second World War ended and they came home from the war, it really began to be the boom of the strength of the middle class. When they were starting to build houses, you could buy a two-bedroom house on contract and have your own home. That was really the boom of the middle class. And what it did, it began to build, and on a positive note, build a strength in the core of America. And in our national understanding and our cultural understanding that we can work hard and achieve and have a bank account and have some fine things and nice stuff, that's not illegal and it's not anti-God. It's only when those things become our God and our gold, when we begin to love them instead of the Father. Now, what happens then is if we don't love the Father and begin to focus on loving something else, that becomes an idol. And then when idol worship happens, the enemy takes advantage of that and begins to manipulate us into his patterns and in his ways. Now, interesting statistic I heard the other day about the educational system. Those that go to college and universities have a whole different attitude toward America than the middle of America, and the southern states especially, have a lower population of people that go to college. And those people that don't go to college have a family orientation, have a faith orientation, and have a patriotic orientation that the ones that go to college lose when they go there, unless they're really, really anchored. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that if you're a young person, if you're a young, your boy or girl goes into a school system and the professor or the teacher begins to dribble that poison into their spirit, into their mind, they don't have the resistance, nor the understanding, nor the stability to ward it off and to counteract it, unless they're really exceptional or they've really been taught in the Lord. My older boy was 2 years in his second grade. That'd make him about six, I suppose, or seven. He was in his second grade, and he came home one day and started telling us about evolution. The teacher was already pumping that garbage in there. We went down the next day and removed him from that school and put him in a Christian school for the rest of his courses. Now, you say, well, he missed this, he missed that, he couldn't play football and didn't have a big sports team. I don't care about sports if I have to trade my son and my daughter's soul and future design that God gave them. If that's what I have to trade it for, then no way. We're going to exports off. We're not going to have the big splash of the state-run schools. Going to bring it down to where we can see what God is saying, what is being taught them by the Holy Spirit and by the teachers that have the correct spirit in them. This last go around in our schools that really exploded the mothers and the, mothers and fathers, but the mothers are, they're wild bears when they get going. Don't get in front of my, don't deal with my cub. When they've discovered the absolute godless teachings they were doing right out of the communist playbook in the schools, when they discovered that and begin to rise up and move into the school boards, begin to the school meetings. One meeting, the women got pretty excited and hot, called in the police, and the attorney general ordered the FBI to call them terrorists. Now, that's in the news. It's been come and gone now. You don't hear about it anymore. But I tell you, it's that kind of thing that's going to turn our nation when our mothers rise up and say enough's enough. And we stop. We don't love the things. We love the Father who provides the things. Amen. Well, this is Tuesday. This is my Tuesday rant, I could say, because I feel like ranting and raving about the Lord. I love to rave about the Lord and rant about the crazy stuff going on. Well, I love you guys, and I encourage you to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And when you get that going, you release that love God's put in you, you have the ability to love your neighbor. I tell you what, if you're having trouble loving your neighbor, don't force it. Go back into the closet and find your love for the Father. And when you come out, you can love a fence post. Once you get the Father cooking in you, you can love a fence post. Your neighbor's not going to be a problem. Amen. Hey, don't forget, I'll see you in the morning. And tell somebody about us. We appreciate those who are subscribing and liking us on Facebook. We're on a podcast. It's Faith Producers International Podcast. You can find it on the internet. And we're going into quite a few nations now. We're taking these broadcasts, these teachings every morning, putting them out. And I've got maybe a dozen nations that we've been dropping the seeds into, and just very exciting. So pray for us. And if God's talking to you about supplying us with some support that'll help us continue to go down the road for God, you can do that with PayPal or the mail address in the notes below. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the love of God that constrains us and brings us into our destiny and makes us who we are in Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless. We'll see you in the morning. Until then, let your face reflect what's in your heart.